Anything from the landing party?
They should be sending up a report momentarily, Captain. Oh. Something wrong?
A kink in my back. That's it. A little higher, please. Push. Push hard. Take it in there, Mr. Thank you, Yeoman. That's sufficient.
You need sleep, Captain. If it's not out of line...
I have enough of that from Dr. McCoy, Yeoman. Thank you.
Dr. McCoy is correct, Captain. After what this ship has been through in the last 3 months, there's not a crewman aboard who's not in need of a rest. Myself excepted, of course.
Have Dr. McCoy's report channeled to my quarters.
Aye, aye, Captain.
No people, no worries. Just what the doctor ordered. Right, doctor?
I couldn't have prescribed better. We are one weary ship.
Do you think the captain will authorize a shore leave here?
Well, depending upon my report and that of the other scouting parties. You know, you have to see this place to believe it. It's like something out of Alice in Wonderland. The captain has to come down.
He'd like it.
He needs it. You've got your problems, I've got mine. But he's got ours, plus his, plus 430 other people. Where are you going?
To get some cell structure records. A blade of grass, a bush, a tree, a flower petal. With these we can tell the whole planet biology.
Oh, my paws and whiskers. I'll be late.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a rather large white rabbit with a yellow waistcoat and white gloves hereabout? Thank you very much.
What is it? What's the matter?
Did you see them?
See what? I don't see anything. What is it, Doc?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Stardate 3025, point 3. We are orbiting an uninhabited planet in the Omicron Delta region. A planet remarkably like Earth, or how we remember Earth to be. Park-like, beautiful, green. Flowers, trees, green lawn. Quiet and restful. Almost too good to be true.
Sir, I don't see your name in any of the shore parties.
Well, I may be tired, Yeoman, but I'm not falling apart. Dismissed.
Aye, aye, sir.
Party 1, stand by your section. You will be called in alphabetical order.
Mr. Spock, we're beaming down the starboard section first. Which section would you like to go with?
Not necessary in my case, Captain. On my planet, To rest is to rest, to cease using energy. To me, it is quite illogical to run up and down on green grass using energy instead of saving it.
Kirk here.
Dr. McCoy calling from the planet, Captain.
Yes, open a channel, Uhura.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, are you beaming down?
I hadn't planned to, Bones. Why?
Well, either our scouting probes and detectors are malfunctioning, and all us scouts careless and beauty intoxicated, or I must report myself unfit for duty.
Explain.
On this supposedly uninhabited planet, I just saw a large rabbit pull a gold watch from his vest and claim that he was late.
That's pretty good, Bones. All right, I got one for you. The rabbit was followed by a little blonde girl, right?
As a matter of fact, yes.
And they disappeared through a hole in a hedge.
All right, Doctor, I'll take your report under consideration.
Captain, that's a McCoy pill. A little mystery sugar coating.
He wants to get me down there. I'm afraid I won't swallow it.
Very well, Captain. Something I did come to discuss.
Yes, Mr. Spock, please.
I picked this up from Dr. McCoy's log. We have a crew member aboard who's showing signs of stress and fatigue. Reaction time down 9 to 12%. Associational rating norm minus 3.
That's much too low a rating.
He's becoming irritable and quarrelsome, yet he refuses to take rest and rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. Now, he has that right, but we found...
Crewman's right ends when the safety of the ship begins. Now, that man will go ashore on my orders. What's his name?
James Kirk. Enjoy yourself, Captain. It's an interesting planet. I believe you'll find it quite pleasant. Very much like your Earth. Scouts have detected no animals, artifacts, or force fields of any kind. Only peace, sunshine, and good air. You'll have no problems.
Always have to be work with you. So much loveliness.
You won't find all this so lovely if our report for the captain isn't ready when he asks for it.
Oh.
We shouldn't be long.
Rodriguez, Teller, everything all right?
Yes, sir. We've completed the specimen survey.
Good. That should be sufficient. Beam it up to Mr. Spock when you're ready. Start enjoying yourselves.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, I think you'll find Dr. McCoy and Mr. Sulu that way.
Thank you. Restful. After what we've been through, it's hard to believe a place this beautiful exists.
It is beautiful. So lovely. And restful. I mean, affirmative, Captain.
McCoy! McCoy! McCoy!
Over here!
Bones. Know any good rabbit jokes lately?
As a matter of fact, I do. This is not one of them. Look at this. I saw what I saw, or maybe I hallucinated it. But I want you to take a look at it and tell me what you think about it.
Footprints. Could be a rabbit. Have to be an unusual creature to make this size tracks. What about Mr. Sulu? Will he confirm what you saw?
Negative. He was examining the flora at the time.
Bridge, this is the captain.
Where is Mr. Sulu?
Collecting specimens.
Bridge.
Has the first shore party beamed down yet?
Negative, Captain. They're just about to start.
Get this message to all shore parties. Stand by. No one is to leave the ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
You mean you're canceling the shore leave on account of this, Jim?
Now, you're the doctor. Doctor, can you explain this?
Oh, no.
Neither can I. I admit it looks harmless. Probably is harmless.
But before I bring my people down here, I want proof it's harmless.
What do you think you're doing?
Target shooting, Captain. Isn't it a beauty?
Haven't got anything like this in my collection.
Where did you get it, Mr. Zulu?
I found it. I know it's a crazy coincidence, but I've always wanted one like this. Found it lying right over there. An old-time police special. And in beautiful condition. Hasn't been one like this made in, a couple centuries.
Mr. Zulu. Fires lead pellets propelled by expanding gases from a chemical explosion.
I'll hang on to it. The fresh air seems to have made your trigger happy.
Dr. McCoy's rabbit, sir. He must have gone through here.
Are you sure our instruments didn't show any animal life on this planet?
Absolutely. No birds, no mammals, no insects, nothing. I'm certain our readings weren't off.
I'd like to believe this is an elaborate gag, but... Ellen Barrows, you accompany Mr. Sulu. Find out where those tracks came from. Doctor, you come with me back to the glade. I'd like to take another look at that area.
One very unusual shore leave.
Well, it could have been worse.
How?
You could have seen the rabbit.
What's the matter, Bones? You're getting a persecution complex?
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to feel a little bit picked on, if that's what you mean.
I know the feeling very well. I had it at the academy. An upperclassman there. One practical joke after another, and always on me. My own personal devil. A guy by the name of Finnegan.
And you being the very serious young cadet.
Serious? I'll make a confession, Bones. I was absolutely grim, which delighted Finnegan no end. He was the kind of guy to put a bowl of cold soup in your bed or a bucket of water propped in a half-open door. You never knew where he'd strike next. More tracks. Looks like your rabbit came from over there.
A girl's footprints. The young blonde girl I saw chasing it.
Yes. You follow the rabbit. I'll backtrack the girl. I'll meet you around the other side of the hill.
Good. I got a personal grudge against that rabbit, Jim. Jim!
Finnegan? I can't believe it.
Never know when I'm going to strike.
And Jim?
How's Jim?
Come on, it's me, Finnegan. All right, Jimmy boy. Go ahead, lay one on me, because that's what you always wanted, isn't it? Come on.
All right. Let's try that one again.
Go. Go, and it's Goochie, baby. Run away.
What?
Double barrel. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, I do know. I guess I was following the tracks and there he was.
Who was?
Him.
Barrows, give me a report.
He had a cloak, sir, and a dagger with jewels on it.
Are you sure you're not imagining all this?
Captain, I know it sounds incredible, but I did not imagine it any more than I imagined he did this.
Sounds like Don Juan.
Sort of storybook walking around here, and I was thinking all a girl needs is Don Juan. Just daydreaming the way you would about someone you'd like to meet.
Mr. Sula was with you. Where is he now?
He ran after him.
Stay with her, Doctor.
Sulu!
Mr. Sulu!
Captain's log, stardate 3025.8. Investigation of this increasingly unusual planet continues, and we are seeing things that cannot possibly exist, yet they are undeniably real.
McCoy, you read me. Ruth, how can it be you? How can you possibly be here? You haven't aged. It's been 15 years.
It doesn't matter. None of that matters.
Kirk here.
Did you find Mr. Sulu, Captain?
What?
Did you find Mr. Sulu?
No. But I'm sure he's all right.
Sir? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Rodriguez to Captain Kirk.
Yes, Mr. Rodriguez.
Captain, a while ago I saw, well, birds. A whole flock of them.
Don't you like birds, Mr. Rodriguez?
I like them fine, sir, but all our surveys show...
Then offhand, I'd say our instruments are defective. There are indeed life forms on this planet.
Sir, our surveys couldn't have been that wrong.
Mr. Rodriguez, have the search parties rendezvous at the glade. I'd like some answers to all of this.
Aye, aye, sir.
We have to go.
I don't want to.
You'll see me again if you want to.
You haven't told me. You haven't told me.
Do what you have to do. And I'll be waiting.
Ruth. Kirk here.
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Spock.
Getting strange readings from the planet's surface, Captain. Some sort of power field down there.
Specify.
Highly sophisticated type of energy draining our power and increasing, beginning to affect our communications.
Can you pinpoint the source?
Could be coming from beneath the planet's surface. Patterns would indicate some sort of industrial activity.
Keep me posted, Mr. Spock. We'll continue our investigation down here. Captain out.
Feeling better?
A little. But I wouldn't want to be alone here.
Why not? This is a beautiful place. A little strange, I'll admit.
That's just it. It's almost too beautiful. Well, I was thinking, even before my tunic was torn, that in a place like this, a girl should be... Oh, let's see now. A girl should be dressed like a fairy tale princess with lots of floaty stuff and a tall hat with a veil.
I see what you mean. But then you'd have whole armies of Don Juans to fight off. And me, too.
What a promise, Doctor. To be protected and fought for. A princess of the blood royal.
You are all of those things. And many more. They'll look even lovelier with you wearing them.
Doctor. Afraid.
Now, look, I don't know how or why, but the dress is here. I'd like to see you in it. Why don't you put it on?
All right. But you stay right there. Don't peek.
My dear girl, I am a doctor. When I peek, it's in the line of duty. McCoy here. I can't read you very well. Is this Rodriguez?
This is all the volume I can get on this thing. Can't read you well either. Captain's orders. Rendezvous at that glade where he first found you.
Right. What the devil's wrong with communications? Esteban!
Thank you.
First, there was McCoy's Alice in Wonderland, where there was supposedly no animal life. And Sulu's gun, where there was no refined metal detected. Rodriguez's birds. And then my... well, the two people I saw.
Any chance these could be hallucinations?
One hallucination flattened me with a clout on the jaw. The other...
that sounds like a painful reality.
Yes.
There must be some logical explanation.
Your signal is very weak. Can you turn up your gain?
I'm already on maximum.
Captain, shall I beam down an armed party?
Negative. Our people here are armed with phasers. The science has yet to be any real danger. Captain out. McCoy, do you read me? Kirk to McCoy. Come in.
Captain! Take cover! There's a samurai after me!
A what?
I mean, there was... Captain, you've got to believe me.
I do. I've met some interesting personalities myself. Have you seen any of the others from the landing party?
Got a call a few minutes ago. Rodriguez said you were rendezvousing back at the Glade.
I hope he got through to everybody. Communications are almost out.
That's not all. Those are my phaser.
Well, yeah. You better get back to the Glade.
Yes, sir. Look. Someone leaning down from the bridge.
Trying to. Something's obstructing it. Mr. Spark, my orders were no one was to leave the ship.
Necessary, Captain. Unable to contact you by communicator, and the transporter is useless to us now. As I told you before, there's an unusual power field down here. It's soaking up all the energy at the source. I calculated the rate of its growth and reasoned that I just might be able to transport one more person.
Good, we can use your help.
We're stranded down here, Captain?
Until we can find out what this is all about.
There's no one here.
This is where the captain said to rendezvous. I swear I heard someone moving around.
Don't talk like that.
Our princess shouldn't be afraid. Not with a brave knight to protect her.
That way. Spread out. Let's find it.
Things cannot be real. Hallucinations can't harm us. Go back to where you were.
Supplemental. All contact with the Enterprise has been lost. We're trapped here. Our ship's surgeon, my personal friend, is dead. We're certain now that whatever we're facing is terribly real.
my fault. It never would have happened. It's my fault. It is. I'm to blame.
Kelson. We're in trouble. I need every crewman alert and thinking.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain!
You'd better have a look at this, sir.
I don't understand.
Neither do I, Mr. Sulu. But before we leave this planet, I will.
It's like a dummy, Captain. It couldn't be alive.
Tricorder?
Still operating, sir.
Mr. Spock! What do you make of that?
This is not human skin tissue, Captain. More closely resembles the cellular casting we use for wound repairs. Much finer, of course.
I want an exact judgment, Mr. Spock.
This is definitely a mechanical contrivance. It has the same basic cell structure as the plants here. Even the trees, the grass.
Are you saying that this is a plant, Mr. Spock?
I'm saying that these are all multicellular castings. The plants, the animals, the people. They're all being manufactured.
By who? And why? And why these particular things?
All we know for certain is that they act exactly like the real thing. Just as pleasant. Or just as deadly.
What is it?
Of all the crazy things.
Remember what I was telling you a little while ago? About the early wars and the funny air vehicles they used? That's one of them.
Can it hurt us?
Not unless it makes a strafing run.
A what?
The way they used to attack people on the ground. Come on.
McCoy's body.
He's gone. He's been dragged off.
The Black Knight, too.
Spock.
At this point, Captain, my analysis may not sound very scientific.
McCoy's death is a scientific fact.
There is one slight possibility, very slim, but nevertheless. Captain, what were your thoughts just before you encountered the people you described?
I was thinking about the academy. My days.
Hey, Jim, baby. I see you brought up reinforcements. Well, I'm waiting for you, Jimmy boy.
Finnegan. Finnegan! What's been happening to my people? Take Sulu. Find McCoy's body. This man is my problem.
Captain, wait.
That's an order, Mr. Spock.
Captain!
Don't you? Sure, officer and gentlemen. You stupid underclassmen. I've got the edge. I'm still 20 years old. Look at you. You're an old man. Sleep sweet, Jimmy boy. Sleep as long as you like. Sleep forever, Jimmy. Forever and forever. You ever learn, Jim Boy? You never could take me, you know.
Finnegan, one thing.
Sure, name it.
Answers.
Kind of makes up for things, don't you?
A lot of things. What's been happening to my people?
I never answer questions from plebes, Jimmy boy.
I'm not a plebe. This is today. 15 years later. What are you doing here?
Being exactly what you expect me to be, Jimmy Boy.
Enjoy it, Captain.
Yes, I enjoyed it. After all these years, I did enjoy it. The one thing I wanted to do after all these years was beat the tar out of Finnegan.
Which supports a theory I've been formulating.
That we're all meeting people and things that we happen to be thinking about at the moment.
Yes, somehow our thoughts are read. These things are quickly manufactured and provided for us.
Dangerous if we happen to be thinking
about
it.
Yes, we must all control our thoughts.
It's difficult.
The force field we encountered is obviously underground, manufacturing these things. Passages lead to the surface. As, for example, when Rodriguez thought of the tiger.
Spock. We've got to get back to the landing party. Warn them. Ask any questions. There's an order. Race front, everyone. Don't talk. Don't breathe. Don't think. You're at attention. Concentrate on that. And only that. Concentrate.
Captain. Who are you?
I'm the caretaker of this place, Captain Kirk.
You know my name?
But of course. Lieutenant Rodriguez. Lieutenant Sulu. Yeoman Barrow. And Mr. Spock. We have only just discovered that you do not understand all this. These experiences were intended to amuse you.
Amuse? That's your word for what we've been through?
But none of this is permanent. Here you have to only imagine your fondest wishes, either old ones which you wish to relive or new ones, anything at all. Battle, fear, love, triumph. Anything that pleases you can be made to happen.
The term is amusement park.
Of course.
An old Earth name for a place where people could go to see and do all sorts of fascinating things.
This entire planet was constructed for our race of people. To come and play.
Play? As advanced as you obviously are, can you still play?
Yes, play, Mr. Sulu. More complex the mind, the greater the need for the simplicity of play.
Exactly, Captain. How very perceptive of you.
That still doesn't explain the death of my ship's surgeon.
Possibly because no one has died, Jeb. I was taken below the surface for some rather remarkable repairs. It's amazing. They've got a factory complex down there you wouldn't believe. They can build or do anything immediately.
And, how do you explain them?
Oh, them. Well, I was thinking about a little cabaret I know on Rigel 2. And, there were these two girls in a chorus line there. And, well, here they are.
Well, after all, I am on shore leave.
And so am I.
Oh, yes, so you are. Well, girls, I suppose you can turn something up.
We regret that some of you have been made uncomfortable.
You say your people built all this. Who are you? What planet are you from?
My impression is that your race is not yet ready to understand us, Captain.
I tend to agree.
Kirk here.
This is the bridge, Captain. Our power systems have just come back in. Do you require assistance?
No, everything is in order. Lieutenant, stand by.
However...
Aye, aye, sir.
If you would use the proper caution, this amusement planet of ours could be an ideal place for your people to enjoy themselves, if you wish.
What the doctor ordered, Jim.
Lieutenant.
Sir?
Commence transporting shore leave parties. Tell them to prepare for the best shore leave they've ever had. Kirk out.
Captain, I'll go back aboard ship and take over. With all due respects to the young lady, I've already had as much shore leave as I care for.
No, Mr. Spock. I'll go. You... On the other hand, I'll stay for a day or two.
Enjoy your rest, gentlemen.
Yes, we did, Mr. Spock. I think we did.
Indeed we did, Mr. Spock. Most illogical.
I had warp factor one, Mr. Sulu.